Now, State Senator Rivera, you are also the Health Committee Chairman in the State Senate. So while we are in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic, I want to ask first about your district in the Bronx. Tell me what you're seeing in the community.
Well, I have been observing social distancing rules, so I have not gone out much, but I've gone out a few times to go to the supermarket or go to the laundromat. I'm afraid that some of my neighbors are not observing social distancing rules as much as I'd like. I've had a few conversations with folks. Most of them have been friendly. But it seems that there's a lot of folks in our city who still do not understand the seriousness of this. And so I try to communicate to them again in the best way that I can. I take off my mask so they could see it's me. And then I remind them that they should remain at home unless they absolutely have to. I'm very concerned about what's going to happen in communities like the ones that I represent in the next coming weeks, to be completely honest.
What more help do you think is needed here for your community?
Well, first of all, make sure that everyone who does not have the disease, who does not need to go to a hospital, to stay at home. We need to pressure the federal government to do what it needs to do there. The New York is the number one state in the nation. It is the epicenter of the entire world as far as this crisis. We need the resources that the federal government can muster. The state is doing an able job, but without the federal government's help, we will not be able to get through this. So those are the things that we need to do. Keep at home unless you absolutely, positively need to go to the hospital. Except for that, stay at home. Number two, make sure that we get protective equipment for our medical professionals. Number three, make sure that we pressure the federal government to provide us the resources that we need to be able to deal with this crisis ably.
Governor Cuomo said in his press conference today he wants all the state's hospitals, public and private, to work now as a health care family to share resources and staff. Do you think that's a workable solution, especially where we are in the crisis?
Now, we're still behind the eight ball here, and it still looks like that apex, which will be reaching probably in the next 14 to 20 days, will test the capacity of the healthcare system. But one way to try to deal with it is by making sure that different hospitals communicate with each other. If there's overcapacity, if they're overcapacity in one place and under capacity in another, then transferring patients to another place would be the way to go.